USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. All eyes are on Congress this month as U.S. lawmakers face a shutdown deadline of October 1st. Republicans and Democrats will debate over roughly a dozen separate pieces of legislation being packaged to fund the federal government. However, many expect there will be another continuing resolution passed. Hardline Republicans with the Freedom Caucus in the House are seeking concessions from Democrats, including specific language about border security in any future agreement. They also want the U.S. Defense Department to change its lax abortion policies for service members. Several top leaders in the U.S. Senate have said bipartisanship is the best way forward. The road leading out of Burning Man in Nevada is reportedly still muddy but starting to dry.
Thousands of people have been stuck at the event located in the desert after torrential downpours caused muddy conditions. Organizers noted the mud made the main road into and out of the event site impassable. The mass exodus from the event site has begun at a slow but steady process. I'm Dave Collins.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is announcing plans to replace his defense minister. He said new approaches were needed. Not snakes on a plane this time, but federal crime on a plane.
Massachusetts State Police and the FBI reportedly responding to Boston's Logan International Airport on Saturday morning for a potential criminal act on a flight from Charlotte, North Carolina to Boston. State police troopers were notified by American Airlines of that potential criminal act that occurred on American Flight 1441 while in the sky between Charlotte and Boston. When the plane landed, it was met by Massachusetts State Police, who began an investigation. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden spent part of Labor Day Monday addressing jobs, the middle class, and pressing a pro-union message. The president's remarks Monday came during a visit in Philadelphia. Biden spoke to a diverse group of workers from manufacturing all the way to stage workers. Biden's statements come amidst growing pro-union sentiment in the U.S. Gallup polling in 2022 found 71% of American workers viewed unions favorably. More recent polls found 88% of Americans under the age of 30 felt the same. It's the highest support for unions since the 1960s. Nearly 40 million Americans are expected to feel scorching heat this week.
A heat wave is expected to bring 100-degree temperatures to around 38 million people. The eastern and central U.S. are baking in the heat, with some cities seeing record-high temperatures. Forecasters say the heat will ease in the Midwest by Wednesday and move into the southern plains and south later in the week. I'm Dave Collins.
Chinese nationals have reportedly been posing as tourists in some cases and have gained access to U.S. military bases and other important sites. A report published in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend cited reviews which noted dozens of incidents over the past several years, although no precise details about exactly where. Of course, diplomatic relations between the U.S. and China have remained strained. The FBI and Department of Defense have said U.S. government authorities are trying to learn more about what may be going on. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.